Today, I will be speaking with Bill and Mary Johnson, an 80-year-old and 70-year-old couple from Detroit who have been married for over 50 years. Today, we will be discussing the 2016 presidential election and their opinions on each candidate. Are you voting in this election? And if so, which candidate are you voting for and why?
Yes, I'm voting in this election. And the candidate that I'm going to vote for will be Hillary Clinton. And the reason why, it'd be nice to have a woman president. And plus, I do believe she has a strong political background.
Okay. Now, you told me that John F. Kennedy was the first president that you voted for. What was that experience like?
Actually, it was a very wonderful experience because we were young. Having that chance to vote for the first president. He was young, good looking. It was wonderful.
So how are you doing your research for this election?
Well, you know, I have a computer. I'm on my internet. When I see things on TV, I watch the news. I watched the candidates when they had their meetings.
Now the internet, I know that it has some crazy things on it. So do you, coming from a generation where they didn't have internet, and now how is that changing who you want to choose, or do you just go by strictly what the news and debates say?
I don't just go by the news and the debates. I also I definitely feel that it may change some people's perception of these candidates, because some people live for information off of the internet.
Now, in previous years, the news was the main source of information, but with technology, the news has kind of become a tabloid. Can you discuss that?
Well, you know, in previous years, I think we had people who actually reported the news as it was, truthfully.
I think what it is, social media and the internet and all like that have a lot to do with it.
Okay.
There's more exposure now.
Right.
Because people can see more things on the internet, social media, Facebook. Things are more wide open now. I think that's the difference. Some of the things that some of the politicians did, you know, years ago would never come to light back then, but it would now.
And do you remember your first election? And can you discuss that? Or your first few elections? What was that feeling? Because for a long time, black people couldn't vote.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, when was my first election? It's been so long ago, I can't hardly remember. Kennedy, I believe it was in 1960.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first one.
What was that experience like? Because he was a very popular president.
Right. Well, by being the first one, it was kind of exciting because I'd never voted before. Mm-hmm. And I thought that he was really the best qualified back then. Because if I'm not mistaken, was he running against Nixon or something? I don't quite remember who he ran against. But I do remember it was very, very close. Very close.
Okay. So, you know, all of our presidents so far were white men, and then we had Obama, who's a black male, and now we have a lady who's running. So how do you think that's going to open the door for future generations?
Well, I think it'll be whereas, like you said before, it used to could only be the white male. But now I think more people are more open and receptive to anyone as long as they're qualified.